Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 161 of Beyond the Supernatural. I'm weary. My body is heavy, weak. My soul is burdened down with, lo, these many weeks and months of podcasting, and now I find myself once again in the combat section of a Palladium book. On today's page, we begin a section called Combat Terms and Moves. You may think this would just be a glossary, but if you've been traveling down this long road with me, you know that Palladium likes to put most of its important rules in glossaries for whatever reason. And so in a sense, this is the heart of the combat system, which is the heart of the rules, and the rules are the heart of the beast. This is the beating heart of this role-playing game that I've come to understand, to subdue, and ultimately to destroy. I've failed 2 Palladium games already. Ninjas and Super Spies, Heroes Unlimited. Now here I am, astride Beyond the Supernatural. My hand is at its throat, but still, I must be circumspect. The beast could throw me at any moment, especially on these days when it's a lot of recycled material. It's a lot of stuff we've seen before, but changed, subtly changed. The herd is evolving. The prey grows more and more cunning. With every episode, with every season, the danger is greater. And so, though I am weak, though I am weary, those old reflexes did not fail me on today's page when, in the right-hand column, I read the entry in the combat terms list for, quote, blind or being blinded. Blind watch. I can't believe I'm back on blind watch. For those who were not following the podcast at that time, back in season 2, we dealt with a lot of things. Superpowers, psionic powers, magic spells. And in the thick of all that, I came to realize that infuriatingly, every description of being blind or blinded in Heroes Unlimited subtly disagreed. It shocked me. The penalties for fighting an unseen foe, the penalties for fighting in the dark, the penalties for being directly blinded by magic or powers of the mind, every time, the rules for being blind were different. And so it came at first as a balm to read on this page, quote, here are the definitive penalties and conditions for humans being blinded or fighting in absolute darkness without optical systems to see. That word, definitive, it was good to read because what it means is that my cries, which I thought reached no one's ears, here in the desert, here out in the wild by myself taking on these games a decade or more after the era of their relevance, I believed that what I was going through, no one had gone through before. But the word definitive tells me the author had heard a complaint from someone like me that there needed to be one definitive rule for blindness. And I thought when I read the word definitive that it meant these rules would now agree. There would be a definitive answer for the GM the next time some dumbass fell in the mud while running from a hellhound and got it all in his eyes, or got cursed by an evil fortune teller and eldritch scales fell over his eyes. Truly, I believed it, but I've been in this game too long not to confirm, and so I went back on blind watch. Just as in season 2, I searched and I compared and I found every instance of blindness in Beyond the Supernatural, hoping but never quite accepting that these rules would in fact be definitive. I come to you now, broken, half blind myself from digging through this PDF and my own dense commentary upon it. I come to you, my only companion in this journey, and I'll tell you what I've found. This page offers the following penalties for blindness. A minus 10 penalty to, quote, strike, parry and dodge, disarm, pull punch, and similar combat moves. Furthermore, it says that, quote, speed is reduced by 30 to 50%, or should be, only because the blind character is unsure of himself, and running or moving quickly is likely to cause him to stumble or trip into something and fall down, lose initiative, and one melee attack slash action. Slam into a wall, 1d6 SDC damage, triple that if running, or run right into the arms of his opponent or some other danger. Obviously, any skills requiring vision are impossible to perform. The quote goes on to say, finally, quote, attacks per melee round and initiative are unchanged. It's good. It's solid. It's complete. Comprehensive. Relatively simple. Maybe we didn't need the detail about the fact that if you run while blind, you might hit a wall. Could have perhaps figured it out. I appreciate all of this, these definitive blindness rules, assuming they agree with the other rules for blindness that I found in this book on Blind Watch. My friends, they do not. Hysterical blindness and insanity, minus 10 to all combat rolls, but the blinded character gets no initiative and all skill performance is halved. That minus 10 agrees, but the definitive rules say that there is no effect on initiative from blindness. With hysterical blindness, there is. Disagree. Boiling water in the face, as described in the hydrokinesis power, gives minus 10 to all combat rolls once again, but the water makes the victim lose initiative and all attacks per melee. There is an etc. in here somewhere, but it would be a real stretch to think that etc. covers reduced speed, reduced skill performance, and so on. Complete disagreement. Now, you might argue, maybe it's not the water part of the boiling water in the face that's making this person lose initiative. Maybe it's the boiling part. But no, hydrokinesis also includes rules for throwing regular non-boiling tap water in someone's face. Of course it does. How could we send this game to the printer missing something as vital as rules for what happens when you splash someone in the face with a glass of water? What happens is they're momentarily blinded, which causes them to lose their initiative in one of their attacks per melee. In this one power, more rules for blindness, which also disagree with the definitive rules for blindness, found on page 161. Steam Blast. I went back to it, despite the fact that it makes me so angry, and I'm so tired. Nonetheless, my duty called, Blind Watch called. I went back to Steam Blast, the Firewalker power that is not about fire, and I found that a Steam Blast to the face induces a minus 10 penalty to all combat rolls with no mention of speed reduction. Another power, Blinding Flash. Once again, a minus 10 to all combat rolls, but no mention of speed. And the same is true in the monster section of Dybbuk's who are blinded by the sunlight. And in their case, the reduction of speed is essential because if I have a Dybbuk out in the noonday sun, blind, and I'm beating the hell out of it because that's how player characters roll, blind him and beat him, the hero's creed, I have to know how long it takes for the Dybbuk to get back to shelter. And according to the rules in the monster entry, that Dybbuk is moving at exactly standard Dybbuk speed, which is contrary, meaningfully contrary, maybe life-threateningly contrary to the definitive rules for blindness found on page 161 and nowhere else. Nowhere else in this book are the definitive rules for blindness adhered to. My friends, my companions in this long journey. Once again, I have stood sentry faithfully on Blind Watch, and I have found inconsistency. I have found discord, but I have found no solace. The failure of these quote-unquote definitive rules to apply to literally any situation elsewhere in the book, that is the dumbest thing in this page. That discharges my duty for this episode, but does that mean that Blind Watch is over? No. No. Blind Watch is never over. That's what I've come to accept. That's the true lesson of today. Blind Watch is never over. Blind Watch never ends. Just like my futile attempt to understand Palladium role-playing games will never be over. Just like my daily podcast duties will never be over until I give up the ghost. Until I submit and I leave my station. And I am tired, my friends. But on this day, I am not that tired. The march goes on. Join me tomorrow when, having fulfilled my random whim to cut a promo instead of doing a regular episode, I do a regular episode on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.